The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Donald Trump has forced Iran into a ceasefire agreement. I'm going to break down the latest in Iran as isolationists are being proven wrong in real time. And Joe Kent, former director of counterterrorism, who just stepped down, we are going to expose him as the leaker who has committed espionage by flip-flopping on Iran and leaking that information to Candace Owens. Stick around to the end as well, guys, because we will talk about Matt Walsh ditching the Catholics for Catholics event because Candace Owens was attending. So Joe Kent is a traitor to America. Joe Kent was the former counterterrorism director who just stepped down. And if you looked at his recent tweets or the people whose shows he's been on, you would think that he's just another isolationist who has always hated Trump. But this is not the case, at least not according to how he's acted. Joe Kent has completely flip-flopped on Iran. Here he is from just a few months ago saying Iran is an existential threat to the U.S.
Yeah. I mean, most Americans aren't aware of it. Our troops in Iraq and Syria have been attacked 150 plus times by Iranian proxies. And when we say Iranian proxies, we got to be clear on what that is. That's the Iraqi government that we pay. Because after the Iraqi military we spent $2 trillion on surrendered to ISIS, we had to go back in there in very short order and stand a military back up again. And guess who filled the breach? The Shia militias controlled by Iran did. And the Iraqi government's controlled by Iran.
So Joe Kent clearly understands and has admitted that Iran is our enemy and is dangerous. So what's changed? Because as we'll talk about in a second, the war in Iran is doing very well for the United States. What's changed is that we have a new report that just came out from some higher-ups in TPUSA that Joe Kent has actually been spying on the administration all along. For as long as he's been in the Trump administration, he has been acting as a source to Candace Owens on her show for months now. And who knows who else, by the way, because we've gotten a lot of reports from other podcasters that they have leaks from inside the administration. We didn't know who it was, but for the information that they've been given, it was probably Joe Kent. He's the kind of guy who had this information. So this is from Rabbi Wolicki, who was in a private chat with Charlie Kirk and Andrew Colvett and all the TPUS leaders saying Kent is definitely the leaker in the Trump admin.
So let me explain. Andrew Colvett, who's, you know, was Charlie's number two guy who now hosts the show. Andrew was in the chat group as well. He was one of the nine people in the group. And he admitted at first, be perfectly honest, at first he was denying it. We didn't know how Candace got them. But then he admitted on the air on his show that he had given these text messages and he gave them to, he said that on the show that he gave them to someone in the government. He told us that he gave them to someone in the government. And of course, the response of the people in the chat group was, you don't have a right to do that. This is a private chat group. There was no warrant. It doesn't work that way. But nevertheless, he did it. So we didn't know how it got to her. And then we started putting pieces together. Because Joe Kent was someone that we knew that there was a relationship there between Charlie and Andrew and Joe. We knew that when Charlie would visit Washington, D.C., he would talk to Joe. And we kind of put two and two together, and eventually, I'll leave out some of the details that I shouldn't say. We kind of verified that the messages had been given by Andrew to Joe Kent, and that Joe Kent had been the one to pass them on to Candace.
Joe Kent is a traitor. Andrew Colvett has come out and confirmed this. He obviously leaked it from TPUSA down to Candace Owens, which is just a clear breach of trust. That's not espionage yet, because that's from TPUSA, obviously. So he's a horrible friend on that front. But he has also committed espionage by talking to people like Tucker Carlson, for example, while he was actively serving in the administration. And over the course of the last 6 months, again, there have been several large podcasters who have talked about a leaker from the admin who's giving them info. I think it was probably Joe Ken all along. The reason that he resigned is because for the Iran strategy talks, we know that Joe Kent was not included. That's really interesting because, again, he's part of counterterrorism. One of the biggest problems with Iran is the sleeper cells that they reportedly have been putting around the U.S. And so, obviously, Joe Kent should have probably been a part of that conversation, but he was not. It is clear to me that the Trump admin knew he was leaking, and so Kent knew the gig was up, and so he left. He resigned. And I have to say, I think it's absolutely despicable the way the alt-right is celebrating him right now. It really surprises me, frankly. I would think a lot of people would see a leaker who is giving information about the U.S.'s secrets to people who could leak it to our enemies. I would think people would see that as a bad thing, like anti-American. Again, he literally infiltrated our government so he could sell its secrets for fame. These people hate America. Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, all of these people have come out in support of him and had him on their shows. And meanwhile, Trump is actually getting things done. Trump released this statement today on Iran. He said, "I'm pleased to report that the United States of America and the country of Iran have had, over the last 2 days, very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of our hostilities in the Middle East. Based on the tenor and tone of these in-depth, detailed, and constructive conversations, which will continue throughout the week, I've instructed the Department of War to postpone any and all military strikes against Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure for a 5-day period, subject to the success of the ongoing meetings and discussions. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump." After he released that statement, Iran media came out and denied that there was anything going on, that Trump had not been in negotiations. And so we're all looking at this, we're like, well, who's telling the truth? Obviously, we trust Trump more, but why is Iranian media saying this? That's interesting. Trump actually responded personally to this accusation. Here is what he said.
"They're going to have to get themselves better public relations people. We have had very, very strong talks. We'll see where they lead. We have major points of agreement. I would say almost all points of agreement. Perhaps that hasn't been conveyed. The communication, as you know, has been blown to pieces. They're unable to talk to each other. But we've had very strong talks. Mr. Witkoff and Mr. Kushner had them. They went, I would say, perfectly. I would say that if they carry through with that, it'll end that problem, that conflict. And I think it'll end it very, very substantially. We have very much in mind our partners in the Middle East. We've had great relationships with a lot of them, as you know. A lot of them were surprisingly hit, and I was surprised to see it, and so was everyone else. But we have, they're very much in mind in the discussions. So the discussions took place yesterday. They went into yesterday evening. They want very much to make a deal. We'd like to make a deal, too. We're going to get together today by probably phone, because it's very hard to find a country. It's very hard for them to get out, I guess. But we'll at some point very, very soon meet. We're doing a 5-day period. We'll see how that goes. And if it goes well, we're going to end up with settling this. Otherwise, we'll just keep bombing our little hearts out."
So this is where things get very interesting. As it turns out, we now have intel that Trump was not negotiating with the new supreme leader of Iran, who probably is working their state-sponsored media. That's why there was that disconnect. But instead, Trump was speaking to Iran's parliament speaker. That's the person doing the negotiation. And this is really good news, guys. This could mean a very speedy end to this conflict, because that could mean regime change is happening. It means Trump is talking to someone who is telling him he is willing to reestablish the government on America's terms. And of course, the terms of the people of Iran, hopefully. And this is exactly what you want. It really is. And honestly, you don't even want Trump doing the negotiations with the Ayatollahs, because clearly that's not the regime that we want. Clearly they're not going to change. You want to talk to someone who is actually already in the government. You don't want the CIA men on the ground establishing a government. What you see generally in the Middle East is when the U.S. does that, it doesn't go very well. And people die, and those regimes tend to fall. I'm thinking about Afghanistan, for example. What you want is an existing member of the government who is willing to take control and then host an actual election, a democratic election. That's how you have regime change. And again, in literally a matter of weeks now, and the American people are incredibly impatient about this stuff, which in some ways is good because it holds our politicians to account, but in some ways is a bit unrealistic. But in a matter of weeks, Trump is inching his way towards real regime change, where boots are not on the ground in any real way. Now, of course, the isolationists don't want that because it proves their worldview is incorrect. Here is Cenk from the Young Turks going ballistic like crazy person on Piers Morgan's show saying that this is just all a control by Israel.
$37 million that the Adelsons have given to Donald Trump because he is corrupt and easily purchasable. The Adelsons are corrupt and Israelis. The Israeli Adelsons gave Jonathan Pollard a trip on their private jet back to Israel and celebrated him like a hero because they love people betraying America for Israel.
But you don't think
I can prove it. So tell me if we should put American troops or Israeli troops in. Okay, why are we putting our guys in? Ben Ferguson, that traitor, said that it was no big deal that 13 Americans died. It's a huge deal.
Never said that.
13 Americans died.
That is what crazy looks like, personified. And it's not just people on the left, it's people on the right as well. Iranian media is playing Tucker Carlson again, because that's what they love to do. You can see that right there. By the way, that right there is Tucker Carlson's interview with Joe Ken. As if you needed any more data or proof of who Tucker Carlson and Joe Ken is. I just guarantee you, I can just put this out there right now. You're never going to see once a video of my face on Iranian sponsored media or any of our enemies for that matter. Because I'm against them. I'm America first. Tucker Carlson's clearly not. So they're like, perfect. We're going to show and propagandize our people with his face. And this does prove that this is a propaganda war. By all the metrics, the war has been very successful so far. And so people with an opposite worldview have to try to prove otherwise. Iran's health ministry is reporting over 1,500 deaths in Iran, which sounds like a lot, but that's 10% only of what the Ayatollah killed for fun just during the protests. So just if we want to talk about the scope of human life lost, this has been incredibly successful how well we have crippled Iran's military but not killed their civilians, which I think is important. I don't think that's the end-all be-all, but I think it's important to try to protect civilians even if they're on the opposite side. 13 U.S. troops have died. It's sad, but I think it's heroic and historically incredibly low for how much, again, we have crippled Iran, their air force, their navy, their anti-air capabilities. Israel has also taken a little bit more of a beating. So far, there's only 2 IDF soldiers who have died, but 21 civilians have been killed and 3,700 Israeli injuries. And those were mostly from kind of shrapnel from some of these spare parts of missiles flying over places in Israel and, again, injuring large groups of people. And what's so fascinating about that, the reason why I point out the difference in the U.S. casualties versus the Israeli ones, is that 80% of Israelis support the war effort still, despite having 3,700 Israeli casualties. They're all in on this. If you look at the numbers right now, it's like 93% of Jewish Israelis support this war. It's like 26% for Arab Israelis. They're obviously a smaller percentage, but 80% overall, they're all in on this, which is why it baffles me that the U.S. would be upset about this war in the first place. Especially seeing that Israel is our ally, Israel is literally willing to take the brunt of it. The IDF is, and the civilians themselves are willing to say, we'll take the lead on this. Like, we'll take more casualties than the U.S. if you just support us. It's not like they're hanging back. They've got civilian casualties, and yet the civilians support it. Joe Kent tweeted this out, which I thought was hilariously stupid of him. And so it's a wonder how these people are in our government, honestly. He tweeted, step one in de-escalation must be restraining the Israelis. Otherwise, all efforts to negotiate will follow this pattern. President of the United States publicly announces de-escalation. Israel takes major strikes to destroy the negotiations and, in turn, weaken our ability to negotiate. The war accelerates. And the reason why this is dumb to me is because it shows you how binary the isolationist point of view is. He has never considered that maybe the U.S. and Israel are the good cop, bad cop. Like maybe Israel escalating and the U.S. de-escalating is part of a grand strategy from Trump, who happens to have a very good relationship with Benjamin Netanyahu. Maybe the plan is for Trump to stop attacking and he wants Israel to continue. So A, U.S. troops are not in harm. Israel is willing to take the blunt, you know, the brunt of all of that force. And so that he, Trump, can be the nice cop and use their attacks as the leverage. Because it then allows Trump to simultaneously be believable at the negotiating table, but also have leverage. Because obviously, if you're not attacking, nothing feels real. And of course, if Israel wasn't attacking, Joe Kent would tweet out how we're fighting this war for Israel and how they're not taking any casualties. So you can't win either way with them. Just as a reminder, in case anybody's forgotten, nobody supports people like Joe Kent anymore, at least not in MAGA. Maybe if you're a leftist, you do. This is a poll that I showed last week. Whom do you trust on the Iran war? 83% support Trump, 6% support Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly. It's not close, guys. There's not much of a schism in the Republican Party. The internet is not real life. MAGA is behind Trump. And it is because he has ended the Iranian military in a matter of weeks. There is less than 1 month before taxes are due. Fortunately, my partner, Quick Tax America, makes it so much easier. You don't need to stress if you don't have time. They do all federal tax returns for only $76 right now. That's right, $76 for every single federal tax return, no matter how complicated your taxes are. And they do all the work for you. All you have to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call. The tax professional, they do all the rest of the work. They get every credit, every deduction possible. Last year, they got their average returner over $3,000 back. They do a great job. They do my taxes every year. Go check them out right now at quicktaxamerica.com. I am becoming happier and happier with Matt Walsh because for weeks now, there's been this event planned for Catholics for Catholics, and I believe it was in D.C., and Matt Walsh, who's a Catholic, was the keynote speaker. I don't blame him. I think he'd be a great speaker. But later, they added on Candace Owens and angry Megyn Kelly wannabe Carrie Prejean, I believe is how you say her name. I don't really know who she is. I don't think a lot of people know who she is. Many people, including myself, told Matt not to associate himself with such vile people because they really are the worst people. And sure enough, he actually did not show up, even though he was the keynote speaker. Here it is.
Thank you to Catholics for Catholics for inviting me to take part in this event. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you in person, but I'm grateful for the chance to speak even from a distance and deliver a message that I think is very important. Well, here's what I know for myself. I am Catholic. I'm also a father. I have six children. And as I've grown older, I've come to see my role and my entire life through a much clearer lens. What I've realized is that really, when it comes down to it, as a Catholic and a father, and yes, as a conservative, my political ideology can be summarized very easily and cleanly. And so I've taken to saying this, that my politics are simply this, that I want my children to go to heaven. I mean, that's really it. That's the thing that animates me. It's what ultimately decides where I will land.
Again, he was the keynote speaker, the main guy. That was definitely not always the plan to just send in a video, but I think he chose not to go because of the company that was present. And that is a very, very good decision. I mean, just to show you the company present, Joe Kent was there, who we talked about earlier as well. I mean, these are the worst people in the conservative movement. I hate to even say they're in the conservative movement, but unfortunately, there is a small percentage of people and a very loud voice on the internet who think they are. Why would you ever want to be around these people? I think anybody who actually has a family, who's actually grounded like Matt Walsh is, didn't want to be because they don't represent Catholics well. I'm not Catholic, but if they were representing my church, my religion, I would feel incredibly embarrassed and I would not want to be anywhere near them. To show you what I mean, the reason why I say that, here is a compilation of Candace Owens' speech at the event where Nathan Livingston, go check him out, compiled all the times she talked about herself versus all the times that she talked about God.
Thank you. Truly an honor to be here. This is my first Catholic event, so I will never forget this. I said, you know, I just had that Catholic excitement. I just, yes, just me. I did this. I walk a lot. I do. I walk every day. I've just walked 14 miles. My Apple Watch has died. I'm not kidding. I was feeling good. I was like, but I'm doing good. I was like, I'm so hot. I am so sweaty. Like I was like, I was just, and I'm physically like, I can't even look at that. I personally couldn't eat. And I, you know, so I put that thought away and I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm just okay. I've done 18 miles today. I've never done so many steps. Like my hair.
That video goes on and on and on. And I want you to comment down below what you think the final tally was for Candace versus God. The final count was 349 Candace, 15 God. And that sounds about right. For Candace, talk about God just enough to say that your speech was kind of about him, when in reality, she talked about herself at least 20 times more. Overall, I'm just happy Matt didn't go. I think it's drawing this clear line in the sand, which I think clarity is one of the greatest virtues that a journalist or any sort of person who talks for a living can have. He didn't say why he didn't go, and I don't think he needed to. I think he made it clear by his actions. It's clear how he feels about Candace Owens, and not going was a clear sign that he didn't want to be seen in the same room as them. If you guys aren't a member of the show, you can join today. It helps support my work, and you get early access to videos, control over what topics that I discuss, and direct Q&As with me. It's just a small way of me being able to continue this work. It's only a couple of bucks. I've included the link to join in the description below.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.